USA Radio News.
Two pieces of mail delivered to the Pentagon mail facility on Monday have initially tested positive for ricin. That's according to a top U.S. defense official. The mail facility is in a separate building, and once the two pieces of mail tested positive, they were placed into quarantine. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell spoke today at the 60th Annual National Association for Business Economics meeting. One of the things he addressed was the increase in wages.
The rise in wages is broadly consistent with observed rates of price inflation and labor productivity, and therefore does not point to an overheating labor market. Further, higher wage growth alone need not be inflationary. The late 1990s episode of low unemployment saw wages rising faster than inflation plus productivity growth, without an appreciable rise in inflation.
Amazon today announced they would be raising the minimum wage to pay all of their U.S. workers $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
You'll be getting an emergency alert on your cell phone soon, but don't worry. As USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes report, it will only be a test.
The new National Wireless Emergency Alert System is going to be tested at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday afternoon. People will get a loud tone and vibration on their smartphones across the USA. The system being set up to send out a so-called presidential alert in the case of a national emergency. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's been some tension between President Donald Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Now, this all stems back to the North American Free Trade Agreement being overhauled. Larry Kudlow is the director of the National Economic Council under President Trump. He was asked about the relationship between Trump and Trudeau.
Let me say this. Constructive discussions, okay? We're all working together now. That's very important. The call between Prime Minister Trudeau and President Trump was very good yesterday.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Record executive and marketing man Steve Stout has teamed with LeBron James, and they've created a new HBO sports documentary called Student Athlete. Now, they talk about different issues in this documentary. One of the things, though, they discuss is whether a collegiate athlete should be paid. Michael Soklov is an author. He has a new book out titled The Last Temptation of Rick Pitino. I had a chance to chat with Soklov, and one of the things I asked him was if he believes eventually collegiate athletes will be paid.
Well, I don't know. I think it has to. They have to redraw the whole thing here. But the blue ribbon panel chaired by former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said very strongly that the NCAA should retain its, quote, amateur model. And my point is, it's not an amateur model. You know, we talked about Brian Bowen Jr., who was Pitino's last recruit. His family was said to have been promised $100,000 for him to attend the University of Louisville. And the kid, by the way, may not have known anything about it. $19,500 actually ever made its way to his family. That is 0.25% of Pitino's $7.8 million salary. And that's staggering. You know, 0.25% was promised to this kid. His college career was wrecked for that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.